Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today's sacred rebuke is this. Stop trimming branches and start exposing roots. Because if you only cut what you see, the hidden source will just grow it back again. Let's be honest. Most of us live our lives managing symptoms instead of addressing causes. We trim the branches because they're visible. The arguments, the addictions, the bad habits, the toxic relationships. But trimming branches without touching the root is a performance. The appearance changes, but the condition stays the same. You can quit the job, but if you don't address the root of scarcity, the same pattern will show up at the next one. You can leave the relationship, but if you don't expose the root of unworthiness, you'll keep attracting the same treatment in a different body. You can block the friend, delete the app, or swear off drinking, but if you don't name the root, the cycle will find another outlet. And let me make this personal. During the pandemic, I gained 100 pounds. I tried to treat it like a branch problem. Diet, cleanses, willpower. And yes, the surface would shift for a moment, but it never lasted. Because the real issue wasn't the food. It was the inflammation. The inflammation was the root. Until I addressed the inflammation, what was happening in my body, my hormones, my stress, my emotions, nothing could truly change. The diet was pruning branches. Healing the inflammation was pulling up roots. And this isn't just personal, it's global. Look around at the control of women happening in the world right now. Branch level arguments are about politics, laws, or healthcare. But the root is older and deeper. It's fear. Fear of women in their power. Fear of women choosing for themselves. That's why men try to legislate women's bodies now. Because when a woman controls her own body, her own reproduction, her own choices, she cannot be controlled. The laws are branches. Patriarchy is the root. And hear me clearly. Roots hide in darkness. Roots burrow deep beneath what's visible. That's why so many people avoid them. It's easier to sweep the branches into a pile and pretend the tree is gone than it is to dig into the dirt and confront the root system feeding it. Did you know slavery was abolished on paper, but the systems that fed it never got uprooted? Sharecropping, convict leasing, Jim Crow laws, all branches cut from the same poisoned root. That's why racism mutates but never disappears, because the root was never pulled up. Did you know women in the United States couldn't even open a bank account in their own name until the 1970s? That's within living memory. The branch was legal reform, but the root of financial control over women's independence runs deep. That's why equal pay is still debated. That's why credit scores and wealth gaps still reveal inequity. because the root is still feeding the tree. But here's the sting. If you only cut branches, you are complicit in the regrowth, because what is unexposed cannot be uprooted. So say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. Branches change the look. Roots change the life. The word is clear. God does not deal in surface level pruning. He goes after the root. Jesus said in Matthew 7:17-18, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. If the fruit is rotten, it isn't the branches, it's the root. Jeremiah 17:7-8 gives us the contrast. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and it is not anxious in the year of drought. When your roots are in source, even drought cannot starve you. Hebrews 12:15 warns us, see to it that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. Roots don't just affect you. They spread. They infect soil. They shape families, communities, and generations. Ezekiel 17:9 asks, say, thus says the Lord God, will it thrive? Will he not pull up its roots and cut off its fruit so that it withers? God himself is the gardener who will expose what we pretend to cover. If the root is poison, he will not let it hide forever. And Ephesians 3:17-18 gives us the promise that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Roots can be diseased, yes, but they can also be holy. When your root is love, your branches are life. Here's the sacred rebuke. God is not fooled by appearances. He does not bless the branches of a poisoned root. He goes after the soil, the source, the hidden thing beneath the surface. And he calls you to do the same. Expose it, uproot it, and replant yourself in him. Metaphysically, roots are the hidden patterns that feed your outer life. They live in the subconscious, in the inherited beliefs, in the agreements you made long before you had language. The branches are what you see, the argument, the overspending, the illness, but the roots are what feed them. Neville Goddard taught, change your conception of yourself and you will automatically change the world in which you live. The branches reveal conception you've been living in. If you want new branches, you can't just prune. You have to replant the conception itself. Florence Scovel Shinn said, man sees first his failure or success, his joy or sorrow, before it manifests in the external world. That seeing happens at the root, in the soil of your subconscious. And if the root is contaminated with fear, you keep manifesting fear. If the root is nourished with faith, you keep manifesting faith. This is where the law of polarity matters. Every root has its opposite. Scarcity or abundance, bitterness or blessing, illusion or truth. You can't dig out scarcity without choosing to plant abundance. You can't pull up bitterness without choosing to sow forgiveness. The polarity exists, but you get to choose which root you will water. And here's the metaphysical rebuke. Most people waste their lives trimming branches. They rearrange symptoms, polish appearances, rehearse change. But the vibration doesn't shift until the root is exposed. Transformation begins when you dig into the soil, pull up what was planted in distortion, and choose to plant again in love. Close your eyes with me for a moment. See the branches of your life, the arguments, the habits, the patterns that keep returning. Don't judge them, just notice. Now, in your mind's eye, follow each branch down into the soil. Ask, what root is feeding this? What belief? What memory? What fear? Picture yourself pulling the root up into the light. See it exposed. See the soil shaken free. Now imagine yourself placing a new root into the ground. One named love, abundance, wholeness, truth. Cover it with fresh soil. Water it with your breath. Whisper to yourself, I uproot distortion. I plant myself in love. Now take a slow, deep breath with me. Hold it, and then let it out. Put your hand on your heart. Let's bring the hidden roots into the light. Reflection 1. What branches in my life keep returning no matter how many times I trim them? What do they reveal about the root beneath? Reflection 2. Did I inherit any roots from my family, culture, or religion that are still feeding cycles of fear, scarcity, or shame? Reflection 3. Where in my body do I feel the evidence of a root issue? Stress, weight, inflammation, fatigue. What truth might that sensation be pointing me toward? Reflection 4. Where in the world do I see branches being trimmed, laws passed, slogans changed, while the root systems of oppression remain? How do I feel called to expose or resist those roots? Reflection 5. Complete this statement in your journal. The root I am most afraid to expose is. Then ask, what freedom might be waiting once it's uprooted? Remember this. Branches may change the look, but roots change the life. So here's the truth. Trimming branches may make life look different, but it doesn't make life new. Pruning gives the appearance of change, but only roots create transformation. The fruit always tells the truth. If the fruit is bitter, the root is corrupted. If the fruit is scarce, the root is fear. If the fruit is abundant, the root is love. Don't settle for surface solutions. Don't be fooled by appearances. God is not after polished branches. He's after roots. And so must you be. Because what is unexposed cannot be uprooted. And what is uprooted can be replanted in love. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. I expose the roots. I plant myself in new soil. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich at the root. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthyholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.